It feels wonderful. It feels lovely. You know, it's a lifetime's work achieved so far, you know. Dreamt about becoming world champion for so long. And, yeah, up until a few years ago, it always seemed possible. But then I just had a terrible period, you know, a period of a few mistakes made, a bit of bad luck and the rest of it, and really had to dig deep and grind it out to get there. But this on the fourth attempt, managed to, make it count and finally, put my name down with the rest of the people in the history books of becoming a world champion.
It's awesome. Does it make it even more sweet when you've had to battle like you have?
Yeah, I mean, it really does, you know. I tried not to think about it too much in the build-up, you know. Definitely fight week, I was treating it as just another fight. It wasn't a world title fight, it was another fight. Didn't want to add that pressure. And I knew Chudinov would, because he's a good opponent, would be pressure enough as it is. And in the fight, it did take me a couple of rounds to settle before I could really start, pot-shotting and picking my shots well. But now it's so sweet.
I've always wondered how a fighter feels a day after a big bout like that. Is the physical pain washed away when you've got the glory that you've got today, or do you still feel it?
You definitely still feel it. But, you're happily put up with it, you know, when you've got something so great, you know, to show for it. So I had a nasty cut, you know, from a clash of heads, everyone saw. So, you know, a couple of painful stitches went in last night. You wake up this morning, the hands are sore, but that usually means you've done well. Yeah. And, little bits and pieces like that. But I'm fully charged, you know. I'm on cloud nine and, I do my utmost not to go for a run tonight.
And what about the messages that you must have had today? Your phone must have been going mad, and all the people that have been with you right from the days when you started out in London?
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. This we drove home from Sheffield this morning. We pulled over at the station. We got a service stop. Got a 10-month-old who's the first time he sort of made the trip. He never made it to the fight, but made it on the trip. So we pulled over for him because he was a little bit ratty. And then I bump into my amateur coach from our youth. And, obviously we talked about some tickets to go up there, but I hadn't managed to see him the whole time I was up there because by the time we'd done the drugs test, the press conference, everyone gone. But, I managed to see him on the way home. So it's just one of those things, you talk about people who are there to support you and been there from the start. It's just lovely because, I'm fortunate enough to have come across so many lovely, genuine people throughout my years in boxing who continue to help me and support me now. So, it's fantastic.
And you know in the fight game that as soon as one fight's over, everyone's thinking, what's next? I mean, I saw that at the Bellew Hay fight, you and James DeGale were talking that you know, that could be down the line. There's a lot of these, you know, big fights that are going on now with, you know, what we saw with Joshua at Wembley. Do you think it could be one for the future?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you say, it's not. They don't even wait till the fights are over these days. These fights are spoke about before you even had them. I truly couldn't take my eye off the ball. I couldn't bear the pain of talking about the future of being a world champion and what the fights and the opportunities that would open up unless I actually had that belt. I'm here now. I'm looking at it on my kitchen worktop. So if the phone rings now, then I'm happy to talk about it. You know what I mean? If someone else's people call, then we'll get stuck in. We can maybe make a fight. But, I feel I'm going to probably be in a bit of demand now. It was part of a big card, and it was, it was a great fight for the fans. You know what I mean? As I always tend to deliver, even when I want to have an easy night, I tend up having a bit of a tear-up. So, I think there are plenty of, fighters out there that would love to get their hands on my belt. And that just makes for some big fights for the future.
And did you feel for Kell Brook, when you've had the fight that you've just had and you have to go through all that you went through afterwards, do you even have a chance to keep an eye on that fight? Or are you on cloud nine and just sort of not really taking that in?
The main event?
Yeah, the Kell Brook.
Yeah, Brook. No, I haven't seen it. I'm on cloud nine.
Yeah.
I know the result, but I know he had to pull out of injury, I think, which is really sad for him because and it sounded like it was a tremendous fight, but as I said, we're going to get it up on the box and have a little watch in a bit. But
and watch your one back.
Yeah, and watch my one back. Yeah. This is the one that I don't mind watching.
More importantly. And I know that I was there at Wembley when you fought there. You got experience of those massive occasions. Obviously, Bramall Lane was awesome as well. Is that on the cards for you to have those sort of nights still?
I'd love to. I mean, I got such a tremendous reception last night at Bramall Lane, and I generally didn't expect it. You know, I know in the past I've fought Brits and I've had mixed reactions from crowds.
George, I think people respect you because I remember the first Froch fight, and beforehand a lot of people were siding with Froch, as you'll remember. And I think people respected you for the way that you fought in that fight, and people felt you didn't get what you deserved.
Yeah, I mean that's certainly the case, and a good fair comment. And that's all you can ever really want from boxing, really, is just people to admire in those sort of ways, you know. But I think people know that, you know, I've had a bit of a dogged road. I've worked hard. I've made things hard for myself at times. But you know, if I got it right last night, then I probably as you deserve it. And the crowd, they were fantastic. It was such a great reception. Everyone who I've bumped into since, you hear accents from all over the country. Do you know what I mean? As you're making your way back to your hotel or back home, and everyone's had something positive to say. It's lovely.
Well, it's awesome. It's a great story. And what now? Holiday with the little one, or just a bit of time at home?
Yeah, maybe. I start to do write a to-do list. You know what I mean? Sort of stuff that I can't be bothered to do in the camp. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not as glorious as now. It might be. You know, I need to clear the garage out or the lawn. I do take pleasure in the mundane things from time to time, but yeah, if we can do these things, maybe a little holiday or something, that'd be lovely. But just spending some time with the family would be nice because you really do struggle to do that once you're in the thicker camp.
Sure.